everybody. This one's for people just starting out in Flash, so if you're intermediate, you can just go ahead and bypass it. But it's all about shape, gradient, and color tweening in Flash. Hope you enjoy. It's Adam again here, Flash Building, and sorry for some of you advanced guys, but I'm going a little bit back to basics because there's a tutorial I want to create that's not in my site yet, but it's kind of basic. So if you're very advanced in Flash and you know how to shape tween real well, then skedaddle, buddy. Get on out of here. This one's for beginners. We're going to show you how to shape tween if you don't understand shape tweening, gradient, and color tweening, and all of that good stuff. It's going to be real quick, short, sweet. Let's go. Flash ActionScript 3 file or ActionScript 2. It's just timeline animation, so the ActionScript version doesn't matter. And this works in CS4 exactly the same. Okay, now let's just turn this thing to black canvas. And let's throw out a rectangle primitive. Okay, so for the first one, I'm just going to use a rectangle primitive. And I'm going to give it a gradient. And let's say we want that gradient to be colored. Let's open the palette and change the side that's white to that magenta color there. And we don't need an edge on it. Now, we're going to take the timeline and let's get this thing a little wider. 640. 640, go. Okay, now this one, we're going to tween back and forth. Maybe, yeah, let's set our frame rate up to 30. Get a better animation to see things better. 25, set a keyframe, and set another keyframe at 50. So at 25, we want to take it and put it over here. And this will be just a basic example. And we're going to tween the color, the gradient, and the placement of it. Okay? So let's go and create the shape tween. You can highlight each section, create shape tween, and right click, create shape tween. Or you can drag like I did and make them all black there and create shape tween, and it'll do it to the whole section. Okay, so anyways, so now you can see we have the movement. So all we have to do here on this frame is transform the gradient. Go to gradient transform tool, and let's turn that gradient around, buddy. And then go to the color wheel, and where it's magenta, turn it to yellow or something like that. Okay, so now let's press Control Enter. Okay, so you can see the gradient is transforming, and or tweening, and the placement of the block, and the also the color. Okay, so we can slow that down a little bit, so people can see it better in the demo. This demo will be at the site with all the rest. See, now you can see it a little better. Okay, now let's do another quick example. Let's grab the pen tool, let's make a new layer right here, let's lock that layer, that one's done. Now let's grab the pen tool and I'm just gonna draw out some crazy kooky shape. Doesn't matter what it looks like. There. Now when it's closed up, I'm going to highlight it and make it that blue color there. That's good. And now I'm going to make another keyframe on 45. And let's just get rid of this one. Actually, let's make another keyframe on 90. And on a 45, let's grab that and remove it. Control X. Now let's take the pen tool and just put another crazy shape over here. There we go. Now we highlight this one and we put a color on it. There. Now let's create shape tween. Create shape tween. Okay, so now let's press Control Enter. So you see? The outlying shape of the, or the out, the outline of the shape will also tween there. And let's see, what else can we show you about this? Okay, so for our last little quick example, I'll just make another layer. Let's lock that previous layer. In the new layer, I'm going to place just a rectangle primitive with a gradient. Something like that. And let's give it the gradient fill. Now let's go ahead and to the color wheel and let's put white in the center or some other color that we want to start with. And on the edges we can make it any color we want. I'm not gonna go with black since my background's black, so I'll go with that gray. Okay, now I'm going to set some keyframes. Let's say at 20, then 40, then 60, and then 80. That's good. Now, yeah, let's just bring this one out to the end here. Now what I'm going to do is go to frame 20, and I'm going to transform the gradient. I'm going to show you how to get a nice revolution to revolve it and change the colors at the same time. Sort of like what we're doing up top there, but this is a cool effect for like audio players and such. Okay, let's change that color to any color we want. There are no mistakes in our world, just happy accidents. Okay, so now let's go to the next keyframe. Highlight that. Let's transform that gradient. Change the color to a different, a yellow. That'll work. And then the next, transform this gradient around even more, almost to a full revolution, and change the color to whatever we like. Let's go with the blue. Okay, now let's shape tween this whole thing. Grab this, highlight it, make it all black through there, and then right click, create shape tween. Now let's press Control Enter. You see there? It makes like a cool disco-y effect. So it's really cool for audio players when you got music bumping. I think that's a really cool animation to have going with music. And if you're slick, you can tie it to the amplitude in ActionScript 3, MP3 amplitude, to where this thing will jump to the beat. What's up? That'll be funky fresh. You should do that shit right now. Go! Alright. Anyway, this one was for beginners to just understand shape tweening real quick. And carry on.